Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. We are tuning in to Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. May be a little delayed, but nevertheless, we're here. To God be the glory. We thank God, glory to God, for his grace, because he gave me grace time to get in place, to get on time, to get here. So we're thanking him in advance. Sometimes we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. It could be a good thing that could still make us delayed, but nevertheless, we're here. So we thank God for you being here to connect with us with Divine Connection Prayer Line on the night that we are having, glory to God, the breaking of bread. So we're looking forward to anticipation of great and mighty things yet to come through the vessels that will bring forth the word tonight. So we thanking him and giving him glory and honor. Praise God, our very purpose is to honor the Lord in all that we do. And he calls us together to pray and intercede and break the bread and encourage and enlighten others, glory to God, about the goodness of Jesus Christ. So we're thanking him, glory to God, for what he's already done, what he's doing, and what he's yet to do. Praise the Lord. Our theme for this month is your attitude will determine your altitude. And we have been hearing some powerful, dynamic messages from the warriors, glory to God, of divine connection and how God has been blessing and moving. So we're looking for none other than God to move in a miraculous and grand way even tonight. Bless the Lord with our speakers, Minister Johnny May Simpkins out of Columbia from New Hope Deliverance under the leadership of Apostle Mary Burton, and none other than our devout, blessed woman of God that's a part of this ministry for 5 years, Mother Alexander, the evangelist. Praise God, fireball that is anointed and tuned into the Spirit of the Lord out of glory to God, Columbia as well. Just that quick, and it'll slip my mind because I'm trying to introduce my other sister that hadn't spoken before, but nevertheless, her pastors, glory to God, is Pastor Prophet Alfred. Both of them, glory to God, are in leadership and overseers. We thank God, glory to God, for nevertheless, she needs no introduction, really, because that word, glory to God, in always do it on prayer lines and in ministry. And I just want to, glory to God, to give a couple more minutes because normally we will start right up, but I see that we only have just a few of us on, and I really want people to hear the word. So I'm going to give a couple more minutes for that, but we're going to have our prayer tonight from none other than Minister Black. And I'll do the scripture and also doing this greeting now, praise God with exaltation. And then once we do that and have scripture, then we're going to have Brother Black pray, and then we're going to do our introduction. Praise the Lord. I mean, just more or less death did it, but in the meantime, we'll just bring on our two speakers, and they'll be back to back. And then after that, we will receive any prayer requests, and then we'll have those remarks. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Something that was shared earlier when we started with the attitude for and getting to our altitude, it was this altitude defined. Attitudes are the established ways of responding to people and situations that we have learned based on the beliefs, values, and assumptions we hold. Attitudes become manifested through our behavior. A personal feeling about something, attitudes become manifest through your behavior. Therefore, we could say that our attitudes determine our altitude, which are shown through our actions. In other words, our attitude will be evident through our actions. Praise the Lord. And also we know, glory to God, when we talk about attitudes and altitudes and concerning believers, we know the Bible says in 1 Peter 5, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and God will do the exalting, because, you know, God is, he hates pride. He wants humility. And humility, as we said many years, brings on promotion. And we know promotion comes not from the east or the west, but from the Lord. So when we submit ourselves in faith and trust in the Lord and humbling ourselves in obedience to his will and allowing him, glory to God, to manifest himself in us by denying his flesh, we'll see God's, see ourselves being promoted in altitude. Will change because we will be, God, as we lift the Lord up, glory to God, he'll draw all men, but we will see, glory to God, where the elevation will come and promotion in our lives. Praise God. The person with the good attitude always has a plan. The mind of Christ is the right attitude. The person with the bad attitude always have excuses. And we ought to want to know that we don't want, God is not interested in our excuses and not in no sacrifices. Any sacrifice need to be just we deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow him because he said no flesh can glory in his sight. So I'm excited about Jesus and what he's going to do and what he has done and what he's about to do. So in the meantime, since we can't wait all night for the others, praise God, we normally don't do so. So we're going to just quote the scripture that says we're very familiar with Romans 8:28. All things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. And I don't have the chapter or scripture before me that said there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but that way lead to destruction. At this time, we're going to have none other than our own brother, Minister Black, to bring up share with us tonight, glory to God, in prayer. Then we're going to get ready for our introduction. And those that's coming on can join us afterwards. Bless the Lord. Amen. So at this time, we're going to have Brother Black, praise God, as we go before the throne of grace. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the prayer line. Thank you for the fivefold ministry, apostle, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Amen. The ministers on tonight, God, the listeners, God, the hearers tonight, not only hearers, but doers of the word, God. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that your words, Lord, fill, Lord, those lips of clay, both parties, God, Lord, fill them, God, to overflowing, Lord. Let their words, Lord, every word that cometh out of their mouth, Lord, be yours and not theirs, God. Hide them behind the cross, God. Lord, let your words that come forth out of their mouth be fire and go through the airwaves, God. Touch and heal and set free and deliver, God. Do a miracle work and power, God, even when they speak. God, we thank you for the great things you have already done. We thank you, God, that the power of your word is a and accomplish every word that we send it to, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the word, God. So as we decrease and as you increase in their lives, God, oh God, you get all the glory, honor, and praise this night in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We praise God tonight. Bless the Lord for none other than, glory to God, hallelujah, our two sisters in Christ, two vessels that God has anointed, glory to God, to speak. And at this time, we're going to receive Minister Johnny May Simpkins out of Columbia under the leadership of Apostle Mary Burton. Praise the Lord. At New Hope, she's a woman that is a prayer warrior. God bless, the word is in her. And thank God that she do seek out the face of the Lord. She has been with the ministry at least approximately 30 years, if it's not already 30 years, but it's almost 30 years. Praise God. And she is definitely an armor bearer. Praise God. And to Pastor Burton and whatever else is ministry and finance and however she blessed. But the main thing is this is a committed, dedicated, I've seen with my own eyes, she's dedicated to ministry and committed to it, to pastor in her loyalty as being with the ministry, and also God's blessed, praise God, for even her being a prayer warrior. God has blessed pastor this past year to have prayer every Tuesday, And he had, after a certain time of months, he had appointed this woman of God. She faithfully owned her phone, even if she got to be driving and open that line. And I'm telling you, the word is flowing out of her when she's praying. So we thank the Lord. If you've been in my spirit now for about 3 or 4 weeks, maybe four now, for having her come on. So she's going to join us, glory to God, tonight to share the word of God. And then soon as she finished, none other than our prayer warrior, Mother Alexander, that's anointed of God, with full of the word and power and authority. Many of you already heard her. And we just know, glory to God, God is going to bless her, because truly, Pastor, Mother Alexander, evangelist, lives by what she says. And she's a no-nonsense preacher, that's for sure. And she stands on God's word. She's speaking and decreeing, and she boldly stands, and she don't take down. And the thing about it, she is caring and concerned and loving, but when it comes to things of God, she don't give no place to the enemy. And that is so much we can say about her and others, but you all have heard her many times. So we're going to open the lines now for none other than this woman of God to bring forth the bread of life tonight, Minister Johnny Mae Simpkins. And we want you to open your ears and hear, praise the Lord, what the Spirit has to say. So whatever she finished, we're going to have the lines open, and Mother Alexander, the evangelist, will follow soon after. So whatever God gives her, then we will listen and take in and hear and let God's will be done in us through his word. And we bless the Lord for her saying yes. Even though she had to work last night, working tonight, she's made herself available for service. So we thank God for her, and hear ye the word of God from our dear Minister Johnny Mae.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to be talking tonight, hallelujah, concerning Mary and Martha. And as we know, they are sisters. As well as being sisters in Christ, they are natural sisters. And my first portion, I'm going to talk to you about how John viewed these sisters. I'll be coming from St. John 10:11 and 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard, now what I want you all to do is to open up your ears and hear the attitudes that are coming from Martha and Mary. Verse 20, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of Jesus, of God, God will give thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall live. Martha said unto him, listen at Martha's attitude. She's humble right now. I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Amen. And whosoever lives and believeth in me shall never die. Okay, Martha says unto him, yea, Lord, I believe. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed an important part. Let me go back to verse 26. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Then he says to Martha, believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had said so, she went her way, and she called her sister. And her sister came. Okay, this is John's view of it. When Martha came to Jesus, her attitude was humble at this time. Her attitude was so humble that Jesus was able to convey some things to her. Even though she was going through the loss of her brother, her attitude was very subtle. Martha opened her to the point that, you know, Jesus just had to calm her down a little bit. So because she was just in an uproar in a sense. So that's why Jesus said to her, do you believe what I'm saying, that your brother shall live? Because she, you know, when we lose a loved one, that's a hurting thing. We're grieving. And these sisters both were grieving, but they took it very differently. They were grieving in a different way. So Jesus assured her that, you know, your brother going to live again. And then he asked her, do you believe me? And she believed it. And her attitude was lifted to the point that it just gave her that unction to go on. So she ran back and told her sister. All along, her sister, Mary, is at home sitting still. The Bible says she was still. And I can just imagine Mary just sitting there. She probably was just praising God and just rocking, hallelujah, back and forth, just praising God, knowing, Lord, I believe you. I trust you. You know, her faith, her attitude was in just trusting God. Whether he was there or not, whether he would make it or not, she was just trusting God, you know. And so Martha went and told Mary that Jesus was on his way. So Mary came running. And when Mary got there, she, the Bible says, she fell at Jesus' feet. She went from sitting still in the presence of the Lord, hallelujah, to falling at Jesus' feet. And yet still she said, Lord, had you been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But nonetheless, I believe she was trusting God. Hallelujah. So, you know, her attitude was still just in a, you know, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. My brother's dead, but Lord, I praise you. Lord, I glorify you. Lord, I honor you. You know, so I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, Luke's version of it. And I'll be coming from Luke 10. I'll be reading verses 38 to 41. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her house to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him, Lord, listen at her attitude, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her. Jesus, before Jesus even got to the house, before she even invited Jesus, Jesus had already had a talk with Martha. He, you know, gave her that blessed assurance, Martha, in other words, everything is going to be all right. Just don't worry. Just trust me. Just believe me. He even asked her, do you believe this? And she said, yes, Lord, I believe it. She believed it, but because of the thing she was going through, she was already going mourning the loss of her brother. And then she done invited Jesus to her house, and knowing that Jesus is not coming alone, and she had to do all these preparations, and she just became overwhelmed. She opened up her house. She just felt like, Lord, I don't know whether I can do all this by myself. And here my sister sitting at your feet. Like, what is she thinking? I'm just ad-libbing. What is she thinking? Now, the difference, they both had different needs. Though these are sisters, they're both mourning the loss of their brother. Their brother. They are both being affected by it totally different. Even though they're both mourning, I think one went to Jesus weeping, and one just went mourning. and to the point that, you know, they were hurt, and Jesus knew they were hurt, but they were going through differently. They were going through, you know, all kinds of things. Who else, who knows what else they were going through? But Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet. She chose to receive everything that Jesus was pouring out. Martha chose to be a busybody, trying to please Jesus by doing things. But and I'm sure Jesus was grateful for her hospitality, but she didn't choose wisely, you know. And when I think of that, I think of 1 Corinthians 10:23, which tells me everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others. You know, she invited Jesus into her home, but she just got busy, and in a sense, she neglected Jesus. So her sister was there at Jesus' feet, and she was taking in everything that Jesus was pouring out. And at this time, Jesus actually came to serve. They sent for Jesus because he wasn't coming that way, and they sent for him. So Jesus was there to serve. I believe Martha meant well. She had become overwhelmed. Then she seemed to get an attitude with Jesus. She went to Jesus just like we do sometimes. We get our little attitudes, and it's wrong. We go to Jesus, and here she go. Mary is sitting at your feet doing nothing. Lord, don't you see what she's doing? She's sitting there doing nothing, leaving me to do all this work, everything. Everything. She ain't doing nothing, just sitting there. Mary ain't said a word. Hallelujah. And Mary is not helping with nothing. She just couldn't understand. I can't understand. You see her not doing nothing, you know. So Jesus had given her a one-on-one assurance already. You know, Jesus still pulling on Martha. He's still encouraging Martha, just as he do us. Jesus continued to encourage us on a daily basis. He was trying to pull her out of that negative mindset. She was just in a negative mode. Because of what she was going through. And then, too, you know, we can't blame the things that we're going through on our attitude on the things that we're going through, because the Word of God tells us in this life we will have trouble. Hallelujah. We will go through. But we determine our mindset. We determine which road we choose to take, whether we choose to have an attitude of gratitude or a negative attitude. And that negative attitude, nobody wants to be around because it pulls you down. Hallelujah. So she was in that negative mindset, and it was really, really affecting her behavior to the point that she's thinking, why am I doing all this? Why? Why? And here she go running to Jesus, all frustrated, overwhelmed, and just almost about to lose it, on top of grieving. And we all go through, but sometimes it helps to just stand back and just take a breather, take a breath, and say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me. Hallelujah. But nonetheless, here she go again. She go telling Jesus, make her help me. One scripture I read says that she tells Jesus, make her help me. So Jesus says to her, Martha, Martha, you just worried. You upset. You only need one thing, and he was there to give it to her. He'd already given it to her, but, you know, yet still he was yet reassuring her over and over again, you only need one thing, and this is what Mary chose. And you know what, Martha? I can't take that away from her. I imagine Jesus wanting to give it to you. And even, you know, once she take a breather and realize what her sister was doing, her sister was calm. I don't know what shape, what condition their house, her home was in, but, you know, it couldn't have been that bad. She invited Jesus in. But, you know, we have to be careful of how we approach Jesus. Hallelujah. We just got to be careful. You know, Martha, she was just getting angry and angry. She just, I think Martha was actually just doing what Martha normally do. You know, this was her mindset, and Jesus knew it. So Jesus was patient with Martha. He took patience with her, because if he had not, Martha was almost on her way to self-destruct. I just don't understand this. My brother gone. I'm doing all this by myself. I got a house full of people. Jesus here, and he ain't saying nothing to her. What's wrong with him? You know, I'm just ad-libbing. But Jesus allowed her to have that, you know, get all of that out. And then he let her know, Martha, what your sister is doing is what is much needed. You know, take notes from your sister. Her sister was applying herself to the things of the Spirit. Martha was doing she was minding the things of the flesh. Her attitude was low. Her attitude could have been better, even at the things she was saying. Had she looked at every situation a little different, she could have just sit down and just soaked in just as Mary did. Hallelujah. But she didn't look at it that way. She was not looking at it in a positive manner, in a positive mindset. And none of us want to be like Martha. None of us want to have that mindset that's just wrong or just selfish. Always help me. She doing this, she doing that. And, you know, what she was actually doing, she trying to say, Jesus, look at this big old beam in Mary's eye. Look at this beam in Mary's eye. And ain't nothing wrong with me, but nobody's helping me, when it's her that had the problem. It wasn't Mary. It was her. She had allowed herself to get overwhelmed. I can't say she took on more than she bargained for, because she didn't. You know, it's just the way she received it. Because they were both going through, you know. But Martha, Jesus kept trying. He did. He eventually got it through to her. But if we think about it, you know, Martha, we can learn from Martha as well as we can learn from Mary. Hallelujah. You know, Mary was so humble. She stayed at Jesus' feet. She learned. She knew that Jesus was there to serve. So, you know, she was accepting everything that Jesus poured out to her. You know, and if we be like Mary, we will win many souls. We will, and even before that, before we win souls, we will grow in the Lord. Our attitude will be on a mindset of thinking on, the Bible tells us to think on the things that are lovely, that are pure, things that are of above, things that are of a good report. Hallelujah. And Mary was getting all the good reports in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I was saying, Mary, I can imagine hearing her. Jesus said Mary was getting that thing that she needed. And I can imagine Mary, hallelujah, thinking on Psalms 27, one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Hallelujah. If she's sitting still, delighting in the Lord, perfection, and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there where trouble can come, when trouble comes. Let me pull it up in the Bible. I can't understand my own writing sometimes. Verse 5, for he will conceal me there where trouble, when trouble comes. He'll hide me in his sanctuary. He'll place me out of reach, hallelujah, on a high rock. Verse 6, then I will hold my head high above my enemy. Everything she was going through, she was able to go through it and hold her head up high because she was hidden in the rock. She had to reach that altitude that she was trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Come what may, come what go, I'm going to trust God no matter what. He said he is the resurrection, I believe. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to sit here at your feet, Lord God. I'm just going to humble myself. I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait till this attitude takes flight. Hallelujah. And my brother, hallelujah, my brother come forth. And, you know, as I was looking in John 11, when Jesus was saying, even to Lazarus, hallelujah, after, you know, he saw their sorrow, and Jesus spoke, and verse 39 of St. John 11, Jesus said to them, take away the stone. This is when he was getting ready to raise Lazarus. Sometimes we have to take away the stone that's blocking what God is trying to bring in our spirit. And you know, there are some spiritual things God has for us, and there are some natural stones that we have to move. Now, the spiritual stones, we have to yield our members over to the Lord and let the Lord take away those stones so he can fill us, so that he can allow the Spirit of God that is dwelling, that inward dwelling spirit, to come forth. Hallelujah. And then, you know, we have to take away some stones too, because we allow stones to come in our lives. Just like Martha, God had already assured her, but nonetheless, she kept going back, picking up them little stones, dressing and worrying, and you know, she just had to take her time and get in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm assured that once she get in the presence of the Lord, she would be resurrected herself in the name of Jesus. You know, and we got to trust God. We have to make sure that we are like the Samaritan woman, that woman at the well. When Jesus told her who she was and told her about herself, and she knew who Jesus was, her attitude changed right then and there. When we find out the truth, and when it pricks our heart, we have to allow that truth to change us. Because God is calling us to go forth, hallelujah, to go out and to compel men and women to come. But when we have a marker attitude, nobody want to follow that. When somebody want to try to make you do this or that, and I can imagine Jesus laughing, Martha, I can't take that from her. But when he told clean the woman up at the well, she went back to her city, her town, and I could imagine her just in the street. Y'all come here, a man that told me everything about myself. Hallelujah. He cleaned me up. I'm new. I'm different. I'm ready to run on. I'm ready to follow him.